You are listening to Radio Jessica's blog, and today, here's Fred Jacobs.
Okay, so we started out as a radio company. The company is 29 years old. My background was in radio research and radio programming, and I launched the company in 83 as sort of a combination research consultancy, mostly for rock radio, which is where I got my start. So that's how the company came together. It has changed a lot over the years. We are the company that invented the classic rock format. So we did a lot of work for many, many years and continue to, working with stations really in all the rock formats. So we work with a lot of alternative stations, mainstream rock stations, and of course, classic rock stations. But in the 90s, when the technology boom really got going, and again, my background being in research, it started dawning on me that as stations were aggregating email databases, that there would be an opportunity using these email databases to conduct research among core station listeners. I mean, up to that point, stations were collecting email addresses, but more just to do the typical email blasts that they still do today. You know, here's a contest we're doing, or here's our special for the weekend, or that kind of thing. And I started thinking that there would be a research application to all of this. So we did some survey work for a few of our clients, and then the turning point was 9/11, believe it or not. So the tragedy happens, and just days after 9/11, we're getting all these calls from our clients wondering, well, what's the mood? I mean, what are people thinking? Can we do our normal morning shows? Is it okay to give things away? I mean, you know, what constitutes normal after 9/11? And so I thought, okay, well, the best way to find out what the mood of the audience is to ask them. And so we launched a national study. I think it was really no more than a week or so after 9/11, with all those kinds of questions, and it was great. You know, via email, we got just thousands of responses back in 36 hours, and it was very informative. It really helped guide our client stations about how to handle normal broadcasting in a very abnormal time. And so from there, we started doing more national studies that led to our tech surveys,